Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
August is slipping past.
And you don't want to let this week's shopping show slide past either.
We have returning Redwood Curtain Theater this week, along with Humboldt State Family Sports Pass.
There's Pace Chem Dry back on the next show, along with Redwood Yogurt in Arcata.
There's Northwoods Restaurant, Hoppy Froyo's, and rooms at the Super 8 Motel in Central Point.
We have Westside Pizza in Arcata and Fortuna, along with Ferndale Pizza for Saturday's show.
There's also annual sports passes to College of the Redwoods Athletics, along with Cafe Nooner coupons.
Can't wait till Saturday?
You can buy off the website right now and save 25%.
That's at theshoppingshow.net.
For a printed list, go to Murphy's Markets in Humboldt or McDonald's in Brookings and Crescent City.
Remember to review the rules and conditions on the coupons and at the website.
If you have questions, just call and ask.
Tune in Saturday morning at 8 on KINS 106.3 FM, KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley,
and on KEKA FM 101.5, 100.9 in Eureka, and 104.9 in Junction City.
Hi, Fred Nelson for Community Comment. Recently, I had the privilege of viewing the replica of Abraham Lincoln's funeral hearse destined for the reenactment of Lincoln's funeral procession in Springfield, Illinois, the first part of May. With only a picture of the original hearse to go by, Blue Ox Mill owner Eric Hollenbeck and his team of local military veterans outdid themselves, producing an outstanding replica. Eric is not only a fine craftsman, he is a patriotic citizen who served his country well in the military service and has been involved in helping his fellow veterans and in the education of local youth. We should be very proud that Eric and his wife Viviana chose our community as a place to pursue their dreams. On February 17th, I lost an old friend, and I would like to take this opportunity to remember Edward L. Nilsen. Ed and I became acquainted at age 6 in 1933. We were first graders at the Washington Elementary School, located in the 1900 block of California Street, now the site of the Eureka Senior Center. We also attended Eureka Junior and Senior High Schools, graduating from Eureka High School in 1945. Also, we were members of Boy Scout Troop No. 5, meeting at the old firehouse located on the northwest corner of California and Sonoma Streets. Troop 5 was fortunate to have Ed's father, Dick Nelson, as its committee chair, and Ed's uncle, Alan Nelson, as the assistant scoutmaster. As scouts, Ed and I worked together to achieve two merit badges, one for botany and the other for photography. Ed earned many more merit badges and became an Eagle Scout. During those early scouting days, I spent a lot of time with Ed and really enjoyed being in the presence of his parents, Dick and Doris, both of whom were staunch supporters of the scouting movement. I remember one particular Sunday when Ed and his parents invited me along to gather specimens for the Botany Merit Badge in the Maple Creek Butler Valley area, my first introduction to dogwood. To this day, when I see a dogwood in bloom, I remember the hospitality and kindness of the Nilsons. Ed and his parents were a positive influence during my early days. There were many troop functions that we enjoyed together during our time with the Scouts. Upon finishing high school, with World War II winding down, we went our separate ways as young adults will, studying, working, marriage, and raising families. It was years later, when class reunions rolled around, that we saw a bit more of each other while serving as committee members of the EHS Class of 45. Even though our lives and careers differed, there was always the special feeling of knowing one another for so many years. In closing, let me say, thanks, Ed, for being a part of my life. May you rest in peace. Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.